Trump and Zelensky held a joint press event on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Ankara, Turkey. Trump said he's optimistic about ending the conflict in Ukraine.
He's done an amazing job. Look, he's been very effective. Now he's had the best equipment because he's had our equipment. And he's said, great, but somebody has to use that equipment. And you have a lot of brave people that are using that equipment.
Zelensky said with help from the U.S. and other NATO allies, Ukraine is turning the tide of the war in its favor and away from Russian President Vladimir Putin's military.
I think that they are changing in any way because at the very beginning of full-scale war, he was stronger. And now I think he is losing initiative on the battlefield, I think his army. But that's why I think that because of technologies, because it's not the question now of number of people. People, our heroic people, are very important. But now it's not the question of only number of people. First of all, people and technologies, people with technologies. Now I think that we have better steps, technological steps further than Russia.
NATO leaders pledged $80 billion to support Ukraine's defense needs. Trump said a major U.S. contribution is granting Ukraine permission to manufacture Patriot defense systems.
We'll give them the right to make Patriots.
Zelensky says the system will be a big difference maker in the conflict, as Russia has been intensifying its missile and drone strikes on Ukraine in recent weeks.
Patriot system is the best, you know, in the world.
President Trump said he's had good conversations recently with both Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said he's working on restarting diplomatic talks between the warring sides. Meanwhile, Trump also met today with Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa and announced he wants to remove that country's designation as an international sponsor of terrorism, which was held over from the time of former dictator Bashar al-Assad. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.